Hi, I'm Adam Fowler. I'm a senior lecturer in creative audio at the University of Salford. I teach podcasting and radio production and sound design. I inherited my modules about 5 years ago when I came in from industry, where I was a radio producer. And there was a lot of written work in terms of the assessments. There were listening logs where students would listen to the work of professional radio makers or podcasters, and they would write a review of it.
Hello, and welcome back to the Northern Corner, the only place for you to get
Well, I decided, given the nature of the business and what we're hoping to skill the students up for when they leave university, that instead of written work, I would replace that with a podcast discussion.
So our series that we get to look at this week is Let's Make a Sci-Fi. It's produced by Chris Kelly and CBC. It follows three comedians, Ryan Beale, Maddie Kelly and Mark Chavez, as they attempt to create a legitimate sci-fi television series. Each week they enlist the help of professionals.
This turned out to be hugely popular, very engaging. There was full attendance. But then I thought, well, the students also are required to do a critical evaluation at the end of the module. Of the other thing they're assessed on in the module is they, in my podcasting modules, is a solo podcast that they go out and they make an episode of a podcast about any particular subject that they choose, as long as it's signed off by me. And previously, there had been a 2,000 word written essay, a critical evaluation of their own finished work. So I thought, well, let's try that as a podcast. And I allowed them either to do a solo critique or to do it in groups of two or three. And what you're listening to now is a critique done by Matt and Flora. And this is from a sound design class. And the idea is they take a poem and they make a sound design around it to enhance the meaning and to create an evocative reaction in the listener. And Matt is going first. He's playing some of his soundscape to Flora, and Flora is critiquing it, and then they're discussing it. And later on, they'll swap over.
So yeah, the laughter there, I think, when I first heard that, I mean, I've already told you, I played it about five times and listened back to it a lot, because there was a real standout moment for me. And you didn't have that in your original, as you said. You brought that out in your kind of finalised section.
This is the part where it transitions from this happy family have moved to the countryside from Manchester, and now is when you kind of start to feel that actually it's not all as it seems. Something has gone wrong. The kind of kids, I've modulated the reverb, volume and the panning and the pitch as well, just to kind of create this kind of haunting effect of, you know, these kids that start off laughing, but then it kind of changes to the point where it sounds like they're crying and they're screaming and there's this pain, and you know, obviously the panning they're
really. And again, the engagement was high, the students were enthusiastic about it, the feedback was good, and the quality of discussion was as high as any written essay had been in the past.
I know exactly what you mean. When you create something, you listen to it and you're like, oh my god, it's actually scaring me a bit.
I've created a monster.
Yes,
almost.
No, I totally get that. Another standout point for me.
So that's all to the good. That's within kind of my discipline. It's a media-related course I teach. Except that it occurred to me that the robustness of the pedagogy behind it was just as academically rigorous as the written essay. So I thought, well, why not extend that beyond my own discipline and field? So I ran a similar exercise in a politics class run by my colleague, Professor Martin Bull.
You start getting into state security. You start getting into how secure your country is.
We replaced his essay assessment with a group podcast discussion.
It's also your reputation internationally as well. If you let anything into your country or out of your country in someone else's.
And the result of that was very positive. Martin really was effusive in how engaged the students were in that. And he has now embedded that practice into his module, and I'll be running that again very soon.
We'll just move on to Tanya, who's got an example of Syria.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about why corruption.
So that's where I'm at with it. What I need to do now is do some empirical research. I want to design some way of capturing this in a quantitative way so that I can test out what I observe, which is that students do engage more. And here's my most significant point, is that it allows a diversity of opportunity, an equity of opportunity, that students who are not necessarily adept at writing an essay but have very good ideas and can analyze the ideas of others and develop an argument and evaluate their work and the work of others, that this levels the playing field. It engages a more diverse range of students, and it offers the opportunity of success to more.
That was to maximise the student experience, and we did that by using the cube model. So as an example,
and just a final note that all of this can be supported by traditional methods of submission as well, of course, depending on your requirements. For instance, this is a group of students, myself included. This was last year's postgraduate in academic practice that I did, and these are my colleagues from different schools doing our reflective statement. And we asked if we could do it as a podcast, and the answer was yes.
So James, you were taking the lead on that a little bit.
Yeah, so I guess Flipped was really relevant for our module,
but
because
with
it allowed
that,
us to dedicate a
we submitted a reference list and we brought in a lot of citations into the discussion, but then formalised that with the reference list as a separate submission on a PDF.
So Gilboy says that this improves students' learning, active learning strategies, helps them to develop critical thinking, problem solving and collaboration skills, and it enables us, the teacher or whoever's delivering the session, to be with the students, to engage with the students when they're at those higher levels of Bloom's taxonomy.